Let's go. So we are in that problem now, which I want to move that on with the internet. I want to show you one thing with the internet, which goes that this openness, which is there, in the which the curiosity can be everywhere. This is a problem, which we have to understand that there is a problem there, that things are so open. Let's say I wanted to share with you an possible discussion I have with a flyer person. I will be on the radio. Very nice, a good feeling, you know, not a good feeling, it's a very dangerous thing to be. I will be on the radio, and I will be asked about my attitude to the internet, you know. Why are you Haredim so closed, and you always think that you have to be not open to the world, and we want to be open to the world. And then I will tell them, no, look, there's a dangerous thing, you can't be really open to the world, there's a lot of dangerous things there. And then they'll tell you, you know what, we want to create a community which is able to be responsible for herself, and we don't want to close them off from the possibilities. The possibilities are open, and they have to be responsible for themselves, because we want to be educating adult, responsible people. You don't hear me? You hear? Yeah, no, so that's your problem, Shafaman. Siegel, you hear?
I'm clear.
You're clear, okay. So that's your problem. What shall I do? So good. So that, what do you answer then? Then you are like a dirty gray thing. That's right. Now let's see. Cyrus Ross says something. Yes, can hear. Yeah, that's your can hear. Well, good. So now it was good. Now it's good again, Shafaman. Good? Okay, what shall I do? Okay, that's your problem, it's not mine. So what do you answer then, you know? What do you answer? There's a very nice thing, and they say we want to have an open society and the mature people, and they should take responsibilities. What is the answer? How do you answer that? Without going into the real truth, that there is a point that we have to try, and it's a problem by us once in a while, that we don't try to make people responsible for themselves. That could be right. But there is a thing which is a shaker inside, and I'll show it to you. I would answer like this. You know what? Everyone wants to go to the gym, that's right? To work out. And you want to work out, you know, you want to work out the muscles of the upper core, you know, or your upper body, or you want to work muscle of your arms or the legs. So you want to work out, and there are a lot of machines there, and a lot of weights, and a lot of benches to make press benching and things like this, pressing. That's good. You have a lot of things. And I go to the gym. Do I need someone, a coach, or I do not need a coach? Yeah, for sure I need a coach. Why? Because otherwise I would destroy my body. That's right. But I want to educate people which can be responsible for themselves, you know. I want to have a society which will take responsibility for themselves. And you have to try it out. You wouldn't do it by a gym. No, you wouldn't. Because the people would come out crippled. You have to monitor them. And you have to tell them what to do and what not to do, is not to go kaput. The internet is the same thing. You can't go kaput with that. You need a coach. You need to coach the people. You need to teach them. You can't have an open society. It doesn't go. No, you can't. You need to learn how to deal with that. Because you destroy yourself with that. Because this curiosity which goes everywhere is able to import very dangerous things and very awkward things which will detach you from every ruchnius by in our world. From every ruchnius, from everything, you'll be detached from everything, and you will be drowning in your curiosity and not getting out of that. You need a coach. You need a monitor. That that's a very clear thing. When you think about that, how this working out in a gym works. So that's exactly the same thing. The only thing you could say, yeah, that's by the body, but the human psyche is what is the human psyche? When you don't believe that the human psyche is vulnerable, so come with me to Ezrat Nashim, and you'll see a lot of people which are really damaged in their human psyche, more than even the body, because that's what it is about, you know. Of course you can be damaged. Of course, it's not a simple thing to damage yourself. You can't do whatever you want. You can't do that. So that is like the gym. So this is a step. We have to understand that we have to combat that curiosity. I think there is the thing. It's not the curiosity is not so much secondary. That means that you first want something, and then you are looking out. It's an attitude to life today. It's an attitude to life. You think it's a big thing. It's a mature. It's an open. It's a developed, intelligent thing to be curious about everything. No, it's not. It's dangerous. It takes you away from avoida. The way we said in the Mesillas Yesharim that you have to be able to think about the thing which seemingly doesn't need any thought. That means you can't be curious about the avoda. It's not shayach. Because to think about the thing where there is no thought needed, so that's not curious about, it's simply deeper, going deeper, and the curiosity takes you away from that. And we have to combat that. Okay? So that is a kliyach we have to go against. According to what I thought beforehand, the first step would be the omol, that you are omol in Torah. The omol of Torah should be able that you are getting out of that. And that was once the bocher. Once a bocher was really had work, he was omol in his Torah. And today it's more the knowledge about that you know everything. You want to know, and you want to know another thing. And you want to know how to say what is the teretz. No, it's a question of your work. You have to do your work, you have to go into that, and you will be taken from what is in front of you by that you are omol about it, and it's on your plate, and you have to break through that wall. Yeah? Okay? So, this is, I think, our first step when we want to relate back to Shavuos. So, I want to think a little bit together about how that Omol HaTorah looks like. It could be you do that with a Chavrusa, it could be you do it alone. Look, let's make the dogma. Let's put in the dogma from our world in order to understand that. It is, according to my opinion, but perhaps that is a personal thing, I can't really... Omol is a lot of times that you are playing squash against yourself. But the wall where the ball comes back from, that wall is the Teisvus, or it is the Chazal. But you try to throw there something, and you catch that ball back, you know. You throw it there, and it comes in the wrong direction, but you catch it back. And then you throw it again, and you catch that back. It's exactly like this squash, you know, that you try to catch that ball back when it comes back to you, because then you understand the thing. What is there in this wall? What is that Teisus about? The way the Teisus reacts. And we have to do that. It's a very enjoyable thing. Omol HaTorah is not a thing which makes you sweat, and it's so difficult, and it is something you would want to leave. No. Your head is not able to work in a way which goes against his nature. You can't work with your head against your nature. You can't do that. You have to work with your nature, but you have to work hard. But you have to work with your nature, but you have to work hard. So that is the tenua. What I found is that you have to throw. This is a certain thing of self-confidence. Self-confidence doesn't mean in Ruchnius. That's a klal in Ruchnius. Self-confidence in Ruchnius doesn't mean that you are right. That's even not haughtiness. That's dumb silly. Why should you be right? Why? Why should you be right? That's silly. No. Self-confidence means that the interaction in Ruchnius will go further on, even when you have a mistake. That's called self-confidence. That was always like this. The self-confidence of those people which they were in research was always like this. They were muchen to make a mistake. But they were muchen to make a mistake, and they understood the research will go further on when there is a mistake. And the one which can't be like this, he can't play the squash against physics, laftil elef avdolos, or against the Tosfos. That's the one which can't be omel, because he has no self-confidence. But self-confidence doesn't mean I'm right. That's what happens today in yeshiva. When you have the yeshiva and you say a pshat, and you have the first greps in the morning, and that's what you think, that has to be right. And the whole day will go al cheshbon, how can I rectify my greps in the morning, which I had 9:10, you know? That thing I work on the whole day. That's crazy. No. You throw that thing on the Tosfos, and back comes a mistake. But this mistake which comes back is not destroying you, because the interaction can go further on. And it can go further on. The interaction goes further on. That's what the self-confidence is. And we have to understand, this is an important thing by us, that we are listening to what's going on with our thoughts in Tosfos, or with our thoughts in a Maimon Chazal, or with our thoughts in a Rashi, or in a Posuk, or in a Parsha in Tanakh, or whatever it is. I have to throw my thought in there, and I listen back what comes back, you know? And then comes back once in a while a good thing, once in a while not such a good thing. And then I'm throwing again, and I have this self-confidence that I'll be able to throw again. It's by all of the people it was like this. Those were the strong and the confident people that they did that. Yeah? They were not only willing to make a mistake, they were confident that the interaction will go further on after a mistake. And when you think about our own low self-esteem we have, this is a lot of times fed from that. I think in the whole learning business, in the whole developing business, we are not enough putting ourselves in that learning. And learning Torah is an interactive thing. Learning Torah is not a knowledge thing. A knowledge is very much not an interactive thing. It's a knowledgeable thing. You understand? To gain knowledge, that's not interactive. But to learn is interactive, because you throw your own thought to the Gemara and it comes back. It's an interactive thing. Or when you have a Rav Rusa, that's why you learn with a Rav Rusa. You throw your thought on your Rav Rusa, and there his response comes back. It's an interactive thing. It's a difference between that and learning in university. When you learn in university, when you go into a lecture room in the library room, you go in the library room, you feel you are in a base almin, you know, you are in a base qualis, you know, you are in a cemetery. The people, what's the chat over here? What is that? 1 minute. What is the role of Rav Rusa? The Rav Rusa is that's the role of the interaction. Yeah, we spoke about that. Okay, so when you go into a library and the reading room of a library, you feel definitely that you are in a cemetery. That's what you are. Yeah? And they very much want that. Why? Because they are gathering information. Gathering information, you have to be quiet, because you have to catch that information and put it in your head. But to scream at the Tosfos and it should come back, you are not gathering information, you interact with the Tosfos. They don't interact with the encyclopedia. They do not interact with that. They try to understand that in the library. Yeah? No, but us, it's not like this. We don't try to understand it, we try to interact with the Tosfos. Or we try to interact with the Chavrusa. Yeah? That's an interactive thing. That's a very important thing. I hope by a lot of people this interactive thought is much more. This is my own theory, you know. Now you laugh at me that life has theories on that too, you know. I deal with parents from ADHD or what they ADD children, yeah? And they come to me, they cry, and they're Ritalin, and it's ADD, which is more psychological and less neurological, and ADD, and then putting onto all the different kind of medicine and things like this. And then I always ask, when he speaks with you and he interacts with you, he's also flipping out? And they say no. So I do not really understand. So why don't you learn Gemara with him by interacting, and he'll be fine? He can't sit in a classroom, because there he has no interaction. Only he has gathering the information, because the teacher teaches, and you have to be quiet and gather the information. He can't do that. Drives him crazy. But it's a not normal way of thinking side by side, because a normal way of thinking is an interactive way, that you interact with your teacher, you interact with your chavrusa, and you interact with the Gemara. So leave it like this. Do it like this. Believe me, according to my opinion, a lot of people which have these spilkes, when you would go and play an interactive learning process, the attention would be much bigger. And it doesn't mean interactive with colors and music. That is destructive, huh? Because it distracts the attention. No, it's interactive in the learning process itself. It's not that you color the sheet. That's the interaction which these people have, you know. You give something and then you make coloring the sheet. We had an interactive lecture, you know. You may put the Bekot yourself, you know. You get all the information, but you put these nice stickers yourself in your book. Interactive. Meredig, nicht zu glauben, that just blows me off my shoes, you know. No! Interactive is in the dealing with the information you are interactive. That is the omol. You give and take and give and take from a teacher or from your chavrusa. You give and take, and then this omol will make you that you're 100% in. You're 100% in. I would want to do that. I don't have the resources. Perhaps one of the Swiss funds in Basel will have enough money to fund such a research, you know, that we want to research whether you could make an interactive school in the delivery of the knowledge and take up only ADD children and see who would be better at the end product, those children which were so nice and good and taking up information in a passive way, or those ADD which they can't learn. It's not chayach. You can't control them, but you have a one-on-one teacher on every ADD and they will learn their maturité or whatever it is in an interactive way, and then let's see who will be more intelligent. The one which learned in an interactive way or the one which learned in a one-way taking up information. I give you my achrayas that the other ones will be better. With the definition of ADD, you know, with that they are considered that not able to learn. For sure. Because that's a normal way of a brain thinking. That's the normal. Think over, when you read the biographies of these people, which they were not in Jewish endeavor, because I don't want to be, I want to make that this is, it's a human problem we are in. It's a human problem of distraction. It's a human problem of this hype of being all curious about all the world. That's a human problem. And the human problem has to have a human answer. I can't have only a religious answer. When you'll be an Orthodox Jew, and you'll be such a nice, developed Talmid Chochem, you'll be better. Yeah, okay, yeah. But there is a human problem going on. We have to begin there. We have to begin where the problem begins. The problem begins in that human dimension. That you are simply the whole day after being curious about things. Now you have to be into a thing. That means you have to be omen. Omol, omol atera, mishuge, chemist. You don't get that omol atera doesn't mean abstract thought. Omol atera means interaction. That's what it means. So in a more developed way you do it yourself with a teacher, in a less developed way you do it with a teacher, or you do it with a chavrusa, but you do it like this. I would think, Shafferman, perhaps you'll make money, you know?
But I would think that you could make that that happen, that we may make a big school for ADD children, or perhaps there's Siegler, Herzerheim. You go to, I will not say the names of your relatives, and you go to your relatives, make such a school, Siegler. No, you will do it now, huh?
Okay, I believe me, that would change the scenery. Yeah? And it's not, it's, you have to change the mode of learning. It's not changing a teacher one by one, which he delivers the information with a stick, you know. No, it's not that. Now Siegler went out; he was insulted by somebody. So no. you have to do it. Not that you push it down the throat with one authority. No, it's an interactive thing. And then you think all the big people had exactly that. All of them. That was. All of these people, it was in chemistry like this, it was in anthropology like this, it was in linguistics like this, it was every person which had any product to bring in a Zegeldike Yetzire was almost like this. He was confident that what comes back from the issue will be handleable and he can go further on. That's self-confidence. That's what it is. And then you go further on. You play squash. And we have to do that. It's unbelievable. When you will do that, it is with a thing which is basically interesting, you know. Don't do it with the numbers. And now by you it's still Bechukoisai. But by us it's Pamitbo. So the numbers of the Shvatim, you know, then when you play squash with the numbers of the Shvatim, this squash will be very short, you know, because we are not Mekubalim, we don't really know what these numbers mean, you know. I think even a big Mekubal said, we don't have a Kabbalah what these numbers mean. So what shall you do? Having Dibyonis, you can have Dibyonis. That's a poor way to do it, you know. But there are other things you can't throw at them, you know. Take a simple thing to throw, come back, and you see that's unbelievable. I am just into that issue, and it's nothing now takes my curiosity. And it's not because I'm curious about the next turn of the Toysfus. I am interactive, I'm self-confident, and I'm into it. I'm omel. It's not that I am curious about that. I interact with that. I think that is the Tenuas HaNefesh we have to take back to us. It's taka. I think it is taka, a thing which is a machle all over, you know. It's a machle. I think people turn that thing over, but this is already, that's already a thought which came to me now. But it's they think they turn that thing over. They say because of the internet there are so many ADD cases, or because of this curiosity and availability there are so many ADD. I think it's verkehrt. It is because you lost this interactive thinking, you lost that mode of thinking altogether, and it's all about boring, taking up information, that fosters a response that you're curious about everything, yeah? Because you want to do something, but when you would have an interactive way of learning, which almost means, then you wouldn't be curious. You wouldn't go into this curiosity, no. You're just all shook down with the thing, you know? So I think that is a big way for us, for every one of us, to learn. Yeah? For everyone. So I tell you the truth, that in science, perhaps you can do that only in the higher levels. Yeah? You have to be very well developed and very high up in science to have an interactive thought about science. Even though we had, and I think my brother still had it, had him too, that was a rector, a person which was directing the school, and when we had physics, the Physipeter, connected of the Claude of the Daesh car, then Schönbachler came to our physics teacher and he wanted to attend a lecture. And I didn't really understand, why does he come, you know, when he wants to supervision, what does that mean? And then this mathematics teacher, he told me, I wanted to see whether you are taught physics or you are taught thinking physics. and you were only taught physics, not thinking. So that was in that middle school, that was a bad remark, you know. But today, who thinks like that? No one today teaches about thinking physics to high school kids. That's only for the most developed PhD students. But by us in Torah, whether that's true in physics or not, and all the learning, I do not know. But by us in Torah, this begins by a Mishnayos and by a Posuk. This begins in a very simple place, you know. You don't have to be advanced to do that. It's a very simple place. Asking question, having an answer, asking question, having an answer, and being confident that your question will come back to you, or your answer will come back to you, and it will be an interaction with the Torah Kedusha, with your teacher, or with the Chavrusa, whatever it is, you know. That will be an interactive thing, and things are coming back. That will be another building out together. Yeah? We have to do something about that. Yeah? I only want to broaden my own horizon together with you, that I now took a lot of dugmos from the world. It was a certain purpose in that, in order to show you that it is a normal thing to do, you know? It's a normal thing to do. It's not something which it's not normal. But we would have once to explore that be'etzem, our education would have to be much more one by one interactive. Be'emes in Torah, because it's an unnatural stage today. Today's an unnatural stage that you have 100 people in a shiur, and the magishiur says he's geoinus, and he walks away, and that's it. That's something unnatural. And it's be'etzem not chinuch. And I learned that also from the world, you know. From the real world I learned that, because the only place in the world, Be'etzer, we spoke about that a little bit in the before the class, the one before, and the only place in the world where chinuch is still going on, that is in sports. Because in sports you have to consider where the guy is, how strong is he, how much load he can suffer, how much strength does he have already, how much stamina he has. You have to consider everything in order to bring him further. There's no other place of chinuch which goes like this. All the other place of chinuch, you throw at the guy your information. When he's able to eat it, niche. When he's not able to eat it, he has to work. What shall I do? You know, that's what chinuch means. That's not chinuch. The only place where chinuch still is there is in that sports, and there you have a one by one. There you have a one by one interaction, out of the reasons that you have to listen through the matzav where he is. But by us, it's more than that. It's not only this. But yeah, I have to know how intelligent he is and where is our koyches. I have to foster that self-confidence of interaction. I have to do that. I have to foster this way of thinking which will make him into an omel, into an omel of Torah. I have to make to that in order to connect him there, and he shouldn't drown in his curiosity. He should be connected in a way that takes him, and not being drawn away in his curiosity. That's what today has to be done. Yeah? That is now on our plate, my dear friend. Huh? This problem is on the plate. It's unbelievable over here in Eretz Yisrael, without the internet too, how much his curiosity is killing us, you know? That's just a killer. You're curious about what we spoke the former shiur, you're curious about everything, about all the shchises and all the bad averus which are there in the middle of the base medrash. You are curious about everything, you know. It doesn't go like this. Curiosity is killing us. We have to connect to Torah in a deep way, otherwise you can't have a shavuos, you know. And I think this omol at Torah, this omol which is there, that you're interacting, and the self confidence is the interactive part. I think that's very interesting. And believe me, when I would have a few guys which would try to make such a place for ADD, I would start the experiment. And I think it would be Masliach, my dear friend. Schaffermann, machst du so etwas? In Switzerland, you know, they always make a Rudolf Steiner Schule. So let's make a Mark Leuchter Schule. What's bad about that one, you know? Would be very good, you know. And we'll make a big impact in the ADD community, which is growing. Huh? Crazy. We have to do something about that.
it's about us too, about our involvement and not being curious about everything. Okay, so that's what I wanted to tell you. That was half an hour. Tomorrow morning before the Nets, I'm going to America. So I think that's enough for now. Sei gesund. Sei gesund. Ciao, ciao. Altuf.